Before she could react, I reached under my left arm with my right hand, retrieved the Colt 45 Commander from the shoulder holster, and pushed it up under her chin. "Keep your hands where I can fucking see them," I commanded. "Now, who are you, and what the fuck are you doing here?" Her eyes flashed in recognition as I spoke. She understood me. Her face went through a series of small contortions as she decided how to answer my question. "You're American?" she asked. Her tone was one of relief and surprise. I nodded. "And at the risk of sounding like a cliche, I'm asking the questions here. Who are you?" I looked at the uniform. "And what are you?" "My name is Maria Hernandez," she said in totally unaccented English. "Agent Maria Hernandez. I'm with the U.S. Border Patrol, and you need to untie me." I looked at the length of rope between her two hands. "What's a Border Patrol agent doing in the back of a cartel Hummer this far south of the border?" She shrugged, and I saw a look of embarrassment seep onto her face. "I was captured near Nogales," she said. "They didn't kill me because..." She gestured towards her body. "Because you're a woman." "I've told you who I am," Maria said at last. "Now, who the hell are you? And what are you doing in Mexico in a flight suit, NVGs, and with all that hardware?" I glanced over at her quickly before returning my eyes to the road. "Did you see the light show earlier?" "You mean the bombs and the fire?" I could see her eyes widen in my peripheral vision. "I was the fire. A friend of mine was the bombs, but the cartel had a very lethal anti-aircraft gun on the ground and it shot us down. We both ejected. I obviously survived. I'm not sure if he did."
But why?"
I shrugged and gave her a quick smile. Seemed to be the thing to do at the time. Maria was shaking her head. "It was a stupid thing to do. These drug lords are crazy. You never know how they'll react to something like that. They could bomb something in the U.S. "No," I said, "they can't. At least not in an airplane." She was still shaking her head as I spoke. "You don't understand. The whole border thing might seem chaotic to you, but there's a certain balance to it all. Something like this airstrike could disturb that balance." "What about kidnapping a Border Patrol agent?" I countered. "Wouldn't that disturb the balance as well?"